Warmer, snowier winters for Haines and Skagway so far this year, and the Minor Offenses Committee nears the deadline for the ordinance makeover. It's the KHNS Local News. I'm Jillian Rogers. Those stories and more up next. The Haines Minor Offenses Ordinance Ad Hoc Committee met on Monday to continue its task of sifting through the list of violations. The committee is responsible for sorting out and adjusting fines and redundant offenses. All decisions made by the committee are only recommendations that still have to go before the assembly next month. A few meetings ago, the committee agreed to recommend scrapping the traffic law section of the local ordinance in favor of just going with state laws. For example, citations written that have to do with skiing on roadways, parking infractions, or pulling a U-turn in the wrong spot would fall under Alaska statutes. That also means that the fines collected for those infractions would then go to the state. But Acting Police Chief Josh Dryden had a change of heart, and so that section of the Minor Offenses Ordinance is back on the table for discussion. Here's Acting Committee Chair Ron Jackson.
There's some value in keeping it in our ordinance, and when we do, then we have to tweak it a little bit because some of the controversial ones are actually our own.
The committee decided this week to recommend adopting a paragraph into the ordinance that explains its purpose and intent so that the public is reassured that the borough isn't policing for profit. The introduction states that the ordinance is there to protect the lives, health, and safety of residents, as well as protect locals' rights under national, state, and local constitutions. The preamble finishes with, quote, "Under no circumstance shall revenue generation be used as a motive to enforce the provisions of this title," end quote.
The purpose of this was not to get rich or make, you know, policing for profit, because that is something that has come up over and over.
It was suggested that one or several bank accounts be set up for those fines and then used for education, like bicycle safety signs. The borough staff said that would be too convoluted, so instead the fines will most likely go into the general fund and be available to the appropriate parties to use for educational purposes. After the recent ruling in favor of Haines's Paul Nelson against the borough for a citation and subsequent fines, the committee also decided to recommend some changes in wording so that a situation like that doesn't arise again. Nelson was fined several times for the same infraction, but he won a recent appeal in court and will get his money back.
We're clarifying that it is a daily fine that needs to be cited each day that it occurs.
Jackson says he's pleased with how far the committee has come since it set out on this minor offenses journey late last year.
I see we've really toned it down a lot, changed some things to make it a little more reflective of our community.
He says he thinks the next meeting will be the last. After that, the committee is hoping to schedule a town hall forum to get input on the revamped document before it goes to the assembly on April 26th. Skagway and Haines saw more snow this winter than last, but it was still a warmer and less snowy season than average. KHNS's Emily Files checked in with the Juneau Weather Service for more information.
Winter isn't technically over yet, but the warm and sunny weather could fool you into thinking it is. This winter, the average temperature for Haines was 33.4 degrees. That's about 3 degrees warmer than average. It's been about 5 degrees warmer than usual in Skagway, with an average temperature of 35 degrees. Even though last year's winter was also warmer, this year topped last by a couple of degrees in Haines and Skagway. Kimberly Vaughn is a forecaster with the Weather Service in Juneau.
I mean, we were doing in days after days after days for record high temperatures around, you know, southeast, and I know the state has seen record high temperatures as well. And, of course, record low snowfalls.
Snowfall has been lower than average in the Upperland Canal, but it definitely beat last winter. Haines' average snowfall is 150.7 inches. So far this season, there's been about 98 inches. That's double last year's total accumulation. Skagway's average snowfall is much lower, at about 49 inches. So far this winter, the town has seen about 36. That's 15 inches more than last winter.
A lot of people, they think, oh, well, it's going to be warmer, which means we're not going to get any snow. That doesn't mean we won't get any snow. It just means that maybe, because we could get a big storm that could bring in a lot. but overall, as far as the number of days of snow, might be less.
Vaughn says the averages for Skagway and Haines are based on about 15 years of data, starting in 1999 for Haines and 2000 for Skagway. She says Alaska has been warming through the decades, but this weather is the result of a few factors, including the warm ocean waters of a strong El Nino.
You have the El Nino that's set up, which typically will bring us a bit of warmer weather, and you have ocean temperatures that are warmer than normal, which also helps us be a bit warmer. Basically, we've just had kind of like the high pressure hanging out in the Gulf, and just a lot of the colder weather is getting pushed down into the lower 48, and that's why a lot of even the southern states in the United States are seeing the cold weather that we're not seeing anymore, or at least this season.
The first day of spring is right around the corner on March 20th. Vaughn says there could be some more snow up the Haines and Klondike highways. Temperatures for the next couple months are expected to continue on the warmer-than-normal trend. In Haines, I'm Emily Files.
Haines High School sophomore Seth Waldo won his Redneck Engineering Class's duct tape boat race on Monday afternoon. The class is taught by Matt Davis during mini week, when a lot of students are away at basketball regionals. The boats are made entirely of duct tape, cardboard, and plastic bags. This year, instead of testing the vessels in the pool, they took a lap around the small boat harbor. One of the boats was the Clear Victor. KHNS's Emily Files talked to Waldo after he won the race.
It was working really well, and then halfway through the race, my oar, I nailed the two pieces of wood together. Nails, you know, they just came undone, probably with, you know, water stretching wood, something like that. But anyway, so then I decided I was going to kick my way there. And you
were on the boat?
Yeah, I was on this boat and in a survival suit, and I was sitting on it like so with my feet in the water, and I was kicking it. I was, you know, going about it with like a rowboat, and it was a super fun time. Really glad I went with the design, and a good overall race. You know, with the way that I was looking at it, yeah, I was thinking like a pontoon boat would really do a good job, just because I have experience with them and how well they float. So I decided I'd go ahead and give it a try, and then it worked in the ending.
What was that like being on the water in something made out of duct tape?
Oh, I was a little scared there at first. And then, you know, at the very get-go, I noticed how I'm passing everybody and everybody's watching me like, oh my gosh, Seth's got this, he's got this. And then I realized, like, I got no worries on this thing. And didn't even take on any water.
What prize do you get?
It's just kind of like a pride kind of thing and some bragging rights, really, but definitely worth it.
What do you feel like you learned from this experience?
I feel like I learned a lot more about boating and cold water safety and just having a fun time with some duct tape and cardboard and some trash bags.
Do you have a new appreciation for those materials?
I do have a brand new appreciation for those materials, especially this boat. I'm very, very proud of it.
And what is your boat called?
The SS Cadillac.
Why'd you decide to name it that?
Because it rides like a caddy.
That was Haines School sophomore Seth Waldo talking about his duct tape boat victory after a race in the small boat harbor on Monday afternoon. The race was part of Matt Davis's Redneck Engineering class during mini week. White Pass and Yukon Route Railroad has responded to a letter from Skagway officials regarding contamination cleanup in the ore basin and port renovations. The conversation about port improvements stalled after a public vote rejected a tidelands lease extension between the two parties. Skagway's assembly approved a letter to White Pass in February outlining proposals about how to move forward. One option included remediation, while others included contamination and port improvements. The municipality asked White Pass for a response by March 15th, and the company met that deadline, but it didn't make a commitment to collaboration. White Pass President John Finlayson said in a letter that there is a major issue that needs resolution before the parties agree on a plan. Essentially, the municipality needs another entity's cooperation, the Alaska Industrial Development and Export Authority, or ADA. ADA subleases the ore terminal property from White Pass, which leases it from Skagway. But ADA owns the facility itself. Finlayson says ADA's commitment and cooperation is required before moving forward. Finlayson ends the letter by saying he knows this might not be the response the city was looking for, but he thinks the issue of ADA's involvement needs to be resolved first. The Borough Assembly will discuss the letter at its meeting Thursday at 7 p.m. For KHNS News, I'm Jillian Rogers. Thanks for joining us this evening. You can listen to and read local news stories on our website at khns.org.